Thank you for joining with us here tonight in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen in County Fermanagh, wherever you are, listening in online, home, car, wherever. We thank you for joining with us, and our prayer is tonight the Lord will bless you around God's Word, that the Lord will meet the need of your heart. If you're a believer, may you be encouraged, led on with the Lord, your Savior in these days, and if you know not Christ as Savior, prayer is that even this very night you'll come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. During the present lockdown, you can listen in to our services here each Lord's Day online, every Sunday at 12 noon, every Sunday evening at 7, and then every midweek meeting every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And if you can join in for some of those times, well, we'll be glad of that. And our prayer is the Lord will bless you as you gather with us around the Word of God. Tuesday night here, 8 o'clock, there will be a missionary prayer meeting online, and we'll be showing a video presentation on behalf of our Free Presbyterian work, our missionary work, out in Perth in Western Australia. And the Reverend Philip Gardner was to be home doing deputation, but due to the lockdown and the pandemic, unable to be here. So we will be showing that video on his behalf, bringing God's Word as well. And then again, if you'd like to help in a tangible way with an offering to that work, just forward your offering as a gift on to our church treasurer. And just mark that for the work in Perth, Western Australia. And that will go to support our brother and his wife and family as they labour for the Lord out in that part of God's vineyard. So do remember that, please. Friday night also is our youth fellowship meeting night, and that will be at 8 o'clock via Zoom. Our youth leader, Mr. Ian Moore, will be organizing that, and I'll be bringing God's Word. And we commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will join for that season around the Word of God. And this coming Saturday, our presbytery has asked that you would set aside some part of that day for prayer, to pray very especially for our land, for the situation regarding the pandemic in our land and in our nation at this time. So do remember that matter, please, and just set aside that time to pray, to seek the Lord, to call upon the Lord for His mercy and grace and intervention in this matter. Next Lord's Day, the 17th of January, the services here again online, 12 noon in the morning, 7 o'clock in the evening, and in the will of the Lord, I belong to bring God's Word. Then, just as we mentioned this morning, we'd like to express our sincere sympathy to Mrs. June Scott, Jeff and family, and also the Dodds family in the passing of June's aunt, Mrs. Dodds. We do assure those families and that family circle of our prayers and our sympathy at this time of loss and bereavement. We do also pray for the Reverend Gordon Cook, former minister here of the church in Enniskillen, who's ill in hospital at this time. Do pray for him, that he'll know God's touch and strength. Remember his wife and family as well, that they will know God's grace at this time of need and time of sickness. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're going to turn to the Word of God. I encourage you, if you have a Bible, to open up the Scriptures with us and to look up the passage of Scripture and pray tonight as we come to God's Word. The Lord will bless our time around His Word. But we're just going to seek the Lord in a wee word of prayer and ask for His help this evening. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, O Lord, in this the evening of Thy day. We can gather together around the Word of the Lord. We thank Thee, O God, for Thy goodness and grace toward us throughout this Thy day already. We thank Thee for the mercy and the blessing of the Lord's day. A day of rest, a day when we can set aside the things of time and sense. And, O God, we thank Thee for this privilege tonight of coming to Thee in prayer, of coming around the Word of God. And we gather in the precious and worthy name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Heavenly Lamb. And, Father, we thank Thee afresh tonight for Christ, the Redeemer of sinful man. And we thank Thee, O God, for His perfect life. We thank Thee for His death, His atoning death upon the cross of Calvary for sinners. And Father, we thank Thee that upon that cross He poured out His life unto death, that He cried out, "It is finished," and that He shed His blood, He gave His life a ransom for many. And O God, we thank Thee that it is because of Christ that we can come before Thee in prayer and in worship and in faith tonight.
And Father, as we come before Thee, we acknowledge our sins before Thee, and we pray for that fresh cleansing in our Savior's blood. We pray, Lord, that Thou would just pour out Thy Holy Spirit upon us tonight, wherever we might be, around the Word of God. And Father, we pray that we might know the rich blessing of the Lord, and the Lord speaking to us from His Word, saying, "This is the way, walk ye therein." Bless all who would listen in to Your Word. Remember every believer, every child of God. We pray that Thou would bless and strengthen the saints of God in these days. O God, we thank Thee that Thou hast promised Thy people that I will never leave Thee nor forsake Thee. We pray that Thy people would be strengthened and blessed and led on with Thyself, drawn closer, Lord, to Thee. Help us, Lord, to be conformed more to the image of Christ, to die to self, to sin, to the world, and to the ways of this ungodly world. And give us victory day by day to live for Thee, and to live, Lord, for Thine honor and glory. O God, we ask. For any, Lord, who might be cold at heart, give that restoring touch, O God, we ask. For any, Lord, listening in online to Your Word this night on sea, Lord, remember them very especially. Lord, You've said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We pray that Thou wilt bless and apply Thy Word to their hearts tonight, even unto salvation, O God, we pray. Remember the sick connected with us. Remember the aged and the infirm and the elderly. Remember, Lord, those who are shielding, those that are shut in. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt bless them, those in residential care as well. And, Lord, meet their every need. And those who grieve at this time, we ask of Thee. We pray, Lord, that they will know the comforting hand of God. Remember again afresh our brother, the Reverend Cook, tonight. We commit him to Thee in prayer and in faith, O God. Lord, Thou who art the great physician, lay on Thy healing hand and give Thy servant, Lord, that good measure again of health and strength, we pray. Bless his wife and family, we pray, and encourage them and bless them in the ways of the Lord, O God, we ask. Father, we pray for Thy blessing upon all our sister congregations tonight, O Lord. We pray for every faithful servant of God tonight, right across our land, that Thou wilt bless the Word of God that has been sown this day and will be sown, O God, we pray. And Father, we pray that Thou wilt remember our land in mercy, remember our land, O God, in grace, and visit us, Lord, with revival and seasons of refreshing and reformation again from the right hand of God. Again, Lord, we commit this situation to Thee in our land regarding this virus, Lord. Have mercy upon us, we pray, and restrain it, O God. Give wisdom to those that govern our land regarding this, and bless those that are ill with it. Give them strength and healing, and those that have suffered loss, give them comfort. Remember our medical services, grant them Thy protection as they face this situation day by day. And Father, we pray that across our land there'll be that realization of the need of God, and that turning to Thee and that seeking Thee in prayer and in faith, we pray. Do us good now, we pray. Fill me afresh with the Holy Ghost, with the power of God. Give help tonight to preach Your Word. And Lord, grant words directly, Lord, from Yourself. And apply Thy Word to every heart and every soul, as Thou alone would see the need. For we pray and we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Now we're turning tonight in the Scriptures, please, to the New Testament book of Romans, Romans chapter number 3. You'll find the book of Romans in the early part of the New Testament, and we're reading from verse number 19 of the chapter, just going down to the end of the verse number 31. We encourage you at your home to get out your Bible, look it up with us, and read along, and just pray as you read the Word of God that the Lord will bless His Word and speak to your heart from His Word this evening. Romans chapter number 3, we're beginning a reading at the verse number 19. Let us hear the Word of the Lord as we read it together. It says, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Whereas boasting then, it is excluded by what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse number 31. Our prayer is that God will bless this reading of his eternal and infallible word to all our hearts. As we mentioned this morning, we want to look this evening at the subject of justification. And in dealing with that subject, we want to look in particular at the words of verse number 24 of Romans chapter number 3. That verse says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, back in the Old Testament book of Job, there the Lord's servant Job asked a very poignant question. And the question was this: how then can man be justified by God? And that question really means, how can sinful man be right with God, who is infinitely holy? One might say that it is surely impossible for man to be right with God. Well, praise God, the Bible, the Word of God, shows that it is possible for sinful man to be justified before God. And this great reality is declared in our text this evening here in Romans chapter 3, verse number 24, where it says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This chapter here before us is a chapter who tells that how both Jew and Gentiles alike are guilty of sin before Almighty God. You see that in verses 9 to 12 of the chapter. Verse 9 says, what then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jew and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And those words are applied to all mankind. They apply to Jew and to Gentile alike. And following on from this, you'll see there how the chapter then tells how man, be he Jew, be he Gentile, can be justified before God. And that is the truth that is stated in our text this evening in verse 24 of Romans chapter 3, where it says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Yes, praise God, it is possible for guilty, lost sinners to be justified in the sight of God. It is this all-important matter of being justified before God that I want us to look at tonight. Friend, as you listen in to this message, whoever you are, wherever you might live, realize this, that if you are to be right with God, if you are to be ready for heaven, then you must be justified before God, justified in the sight of God. Notice, first of all, then, with me from this verse, notice the meaning here of justification. Verse 24 begins with the words, being justified. And there we see that justification is a blessing to be experienced by man here on earth. In the context here of the passage, that word justified there really means to be declared righteous before God. And as you read the Bible, you'll see how the Bible speaks and tells us about certain people who knew this particular blessing. It was the portion of Noah. The Bible speaks of Noah in the book of Genesis, and it says, Noah was a just man. It was also the portion of Job. It was also the portion of Lot. The Bible describes Lot in the book of 2 Peter, and it says that he was just Lot, a man justified before God. And again, it was so with the publican that the Lord Jesus Christ tells us about. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, in the verse 14, Christ there speaking of that man says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. You see, justification is one of the great blessings of God's salvation to be experienced, to be enjoyed, to be realized here on earth. You think of answer 33 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. What it says about justification is this. It says, justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accept of us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. And that answer there is based on the clear teaching of Scripture, and it shows us that justification, it involves the pardon for sin. It involves being accepted as righteous before Almighty God. And my, this is the blessing that God freely offers to us all in salvation. Yes, in this scene of time, in this present life, in this world, you and I, yes, we can know all our sins forgiven by God. We can be declared righteous before Almighty God. We can be justified in the sight of God. Yes, by such a blessing, we can have the guilt of all our sin removed. Before Almighty God, we can have a perfect acceptance with God, the God of heaven, our Creator, our Maker, God who is without sin, God who is perfectly holy. We can be justified in the sight of God. You turn with me in your Bible over to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 1. And if you look with me, please, at verses 6 and 7, there you will see the reality of this great truth. Paul here is writing to God's people, to those who are justified, reminding of the blessings of that justification in their life. And look at what he says to them in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. He says there, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. By those words there, they apply to all who are justified in God's great plan and scheme of salvation. And dear believer in Christ, dear child of God tonight, this is your present portion. This is your present blessing through God's salvation. Yes, you can rejoice in the pardon of all your sins. You can rejoice that you are now accepted, as it says there in verse 6 of Ephesians 1, before Almighty God. Yes, with the hymn writer, you can say, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin in part, and not in part, but in the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. Child of God, this is your portion tonight as one who is justified before Almighty God. Dear unsaved friend, let me say this. God freely offers these same great blessings to you as well this evening. Through God's plan of salvation, you can be justified. Yes, the guilt of all your sin can be removed. You can be declared righteous with God. As the hymn writer says, it is no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, yes, he can do for you. Yes, we see here the meaning of justification. What a blessing to know our sins forgiven, to be accepted before God as righteous. But notice, secondly, not just the meaning of justification, notice the way to justification. You look at what Paul says there in Romans chapter 3, verse 24. He says, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. There you see how it is through the redeeming work of Christ, the redeeming sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that sinners can be justified before God. You see, it is by the sinner trusting in Christ, trusting in his sacrifice, trusting him as Savior, that they can be justified with Almighty God. You notice what Paul says about that very fact in the verse 22 before our text of the chapter. Notice what he says there. He says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. And it's by trusting in Christ as Savior, trusting in his sacrifice, that a person, whoever they are, says, therefore there is no difference, be they Jew, be they Gentile, that person can be justified before Almighty God. This is how it was with the publican, whom Christ spoke of in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. You read of him crying out to the Lord in prayer. In verse 13 of that chapter, he cries out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that prayer really shows us and tells us that man's faith was in Christ. Then the sacrifice of Jesus Christ alone for his salvation. And as a result of this, in verse 18 of the same chapter, Christ says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. Why? Because his faith was in Christ, trusting in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ alone for his salvation. Again, that is how it was with the hymn writer. They could say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And the hymn writer was justified in the sight of God. Why? Because his faith was in the person and in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Dear friend, let me say this. This is how you also can be justified with God and before Almighty God, by faith in Christ. You see, Christ is the sinless Son of God. He was one who perfectly kept the law of God for us. Speaking of that very fact himself in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 15, he says there, thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. He kept the law of God perfectly. And in grace, he is one who has provided a perfect righteousness for Christ, a righteousness that you and I could never earn, a righteousness that you and I could never merit. And as the perfect Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he laid down his life upon the cross as a substitute, as a substitutionary sacrifice to God for the sins of all his people. On the cross of Calvary, he bore the wrath of God. He bore the judgment of God for guilty sinners. The Bible says Christ died for our sins. In verse 24 of 1 Peter chapter 2, it says of Christ, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And by this sacrifice, Jesus Christ was one who satisfied God's justice perfectly. He appeased God's wrath. He satisfied the wrath of God against sin. And he made a way for sinners to be justified before God through faith in Christ, through faith in his person and sacrifice. You look at verses 25 and verses 26 of this chapter, following on from our text. Look at what it says about the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, whom God have set forth. In other words, set him apart to be a propitiation. In other words, to appease the wrath of God. That's what that word propitiation means, to appease God's wrath against sinners. To be a propitiation, it says, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just And notice it, the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. There we see how it is through the atoning sacrifice of Christ, through faith in that sacrifice, that a person can be justified before Almighty God, and God's wrath is satisfied by the sacrifice of Christ, the Lamb of God. Friend, as you listen in tonight to this message, realize this, that you can never be justified by your works, no matter what those works are, no matter how good those works might be in your eyes or in the eyes of man or in the eyes of the world. You cannot be justified by any rite or ceremony of man or of the church or of man's invention. You look at verse number 20 of this chapter, it makes that very clear to you. It says, therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Notice there, it makes it very clear that no one can be justified by the deeds of the law, by their works, their rites, the ceremonies of man. Look again at verse 28 of the chapter. It says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith. Notice it, without the deeds of the law. Oh, see this tonight from the Word of God. No matter how hard you may try yourself, you may do this, you may do that. You may be faithful and zealous in your religion, whatever that religion might be, whatever your church might be that you belong to. But those things in themselves cannot justify you before Almighty God. But praise God. The message of the gospel is this. The Word of God says that if you come before God as a repentant sinner, confess your sin to God, put your trust in Christ and his sacrifice alone for salvation, then you'll be saved. Then you'll be justified before Almighty God. Notice again what verse 22 says. It says, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. No matter who you are, no matter what your sin is, no matter what your sin has been, maybe others may think that there's no hope for you. I tell you tonight, there is hope for you. Hope for you in Christ. Hope for you in what he has done for sinners upon the cross of Calvary. Oh, look away tonight from yourself. Look away tonight from your religion, the works, the rites, the ceremonies of men, and look by faith to Christ. See Christ dying for your sins upon the cross of Calvary. He says, look unto me and be ye saved. Praise God by looking to Christ by faith, confessing your sins to him as a repentant sinner, realizing that he died on the cross for you, shed his blood for you. Praise God, you can be justified before Almighty God through faith in Christ. Turn with me in your Bible over to Galatians, just a little bit over in the New Testament to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter number 2. And I want you to look at verse number 16. Galatians chapter number 2 and the verse number 16. And here in this book, again, Paul is really setting forth this great doctrine, this great truth of justification by faith alone, not by any rite or ceremony of man. Look at what he says in Galatians chapter 2 and in the verse number 16 of the chapter. He says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. In other words, by faith in Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. See it there with your own eyes in black and white. You cannot be justified by your own works. But praise God tonight, you can be justified by the work of Christ. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, cried out upon the cross of Calvary, it is finished. Oh yes, the meaning of justification, the way to justification, it is through Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, through Christ. through Christ alone, you can be justified. But notice finally with me this evening, not just the meaning of justification and the way to justification, but notice finally the blessings of justification. What are the blessings of being justified before Almighty God? Turn the page in your Bible over to Romans chapter number 5 and verse 1, and you'll see there one of the blessings. It is peace. Peace with God. Many people tonight are searching for peace here, there, and yonder. Maybe that's the search in your heart tonight. The search in your soul is for peace with God. How can I know peace with God, you say? Well, here you see the answer in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where you'll find peace, through Christ, through faith in Christ. And by the moment you trust Christ as Savior, you will have peace with God. The enmity that exists between you and God will be put away. The Bible speaks of Christ and says, having made peace through the blood of his cross, this blood of the cross satisfied the justice of God, purchased peace for you when you trust Christ as Savior. And by the moment you venture your soul upon Christ, you will have peace with God. Yes, there's the blessing of peace with God, but there's also the blessing of having the guilt of all your sin removed. Turn a little bit over again to Romans chapter 8, just over again a page or two in your Bible, Romans chapter 8. Look at verse 1. Look at how it begins. Verse 1 of Romans chapter 8, it says, there is therefore, notice it now, present, there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means this. The moment you trust Christ as your Savior and are justified, God forgives all your sins. Every single sin is forgiven by Almighty God. That's what God does for you through Christ and justification. He forgives all your sins, whatever those sins are. He forgives them. He pardons them all. He says of those who are justified, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Go down to verse number 33 of the same chapter. You'll see again this same truth explained further. Romans chapter 8, verse number 33. The question is asked, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. What is Paul emphasizing? He's emphasizing this point. The moment you trust Christ as Savior, the charge of sin against you is dropped. It's forgiven. You are acquitted. You are pardoned. Pardoned in a moment of time of all your sin. That's what Christ can do for you through a sacrifice upon the cross. The hymn writer says, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. You remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said to the man who was sick of the palsy, who came to Christ, who trusted Christ. He said these wonderful words to him. He says, thy sins be forgiven thee. What a statement. What a word from the Lord. Believer in Christ, this is your portion tonight. Christ says to you, he says, thy sins be forgiven thee. Maybe you're laboring tonight, living under an awful burden, guilt, and weight of sin. You've tried this and that to get rid of the burden, the guilt of your sin. Praise God, that burden, that guilt can be taken away through the blood of Christ, through the blood of the cross. When you trust Christ, you too will hear that word of pardon from the Savior himself. Thy sins be forgiven thee. There's a blessing of peace. The blessing of having all the guilt of your sin removed. There's also the blessing of being saved from a lost eternity and hell. Saved from eternal punishment and judgment for sin in the lake of fire after this world, after this scene of time. Turn back to Romans chapter number 5 and you'll see that for yourself. Romans chapter number 5. Look at verse number 9 of the chapter. Look at what it says. It says, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Thereafter speaks of the judgment of God upon sin and upon sinners and hell. And the moment you trust Christ as Savior, you'll be saved from the wrath to come. Your sins are forgiven. You're acquitted. You're pardoned. You can never be judged in hell for your sins. Why? Because as your substitute, Jesus Christ, he bore that judgment. He bore the wrath of hell for you upon the cross of Calvary when he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ and says, this man offered one sacrifice for sin forever. It's a sufficient sacrifice to save you from the wrath to come. What a blessing to be delivered from a lost eternity in hell. To have no judgment for sin to fear when you leave this world and leave this scene of time. And with that, then there's the blessing of power also to live for God's glory here on earth. Yes, when you're justified, you have power from God to live for his glory here on earth. Look at what Paul says in Romans chapter 5. Verse number 17 of the chapter. Look at what he says there. He says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, notice this statement, shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Notice those words, shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Praise God, when you trust Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in your heart. And by his power, by his grace, he will enable you to live for the glory of God here on earth in your life day by day. Look again at verse 20 of Romans chapter 5. It says, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Thank God for the abounding grace of God that changes our lives and gives us help and power when justified to live for the glory of God. Throughout the Bible, indeed throughout history, throughout time, there have been the lives of multitudes who have trusted Christ, who have been justified by faith in Christ, and their lives have been radically changed, mightily transformed by the power of God, by the grace of God, the undeserving favor of God. And it said on one occasion that Queen Victoria once visited a paper mill. And as she was shown around that mill, she was shown a rag room, a room that was filled with dirty, filthy rags. And she was told how that through a certain chemical process, these filthy rags could be made into sheets of white, spotless paper. Sometime later, she found in her own desk some beautiful white writing paper. And with that paper, there was a note, there was a message. And this is what the message said. It said, will Her Majesty be pleased to accept a specimen of my paper with the assurance that every sheet was manufactured out of the dirty rags that you saw at the mill? It was from the mill owner. And you know, the change of those dirty rags into pure white paper that could be used for writing upon it reminds us of the wonderful change of the power of God and salvation, how God changes lives, transforms lives. You see, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, you read of Saul of Tarsus who persecuted the Christians, who was against God, against Christ, against the gospel. Then he was saved on the road to Damascus. He was justified by faith in Christ. From that moment in time, there was a dramatic change in his life. It says of Saul of Tarsus, behold, he prayed. If he prayed to the one whom he once sought to persecute, whom he once was against. Says he preached the gospel, preached Jesus Christ, the very name that he once hated and was against and was opposed to. This wasn't anything done in Paul's own strength or Saul's own strength, but it was the grace of God, the power of God at work in a life that trusts Christ for salvation. And dear friend, by the grace of God, by the power of God, your life also can be changed. Power in God to change your life when you trust Christ as Savior and are justified by faith in Him. The grace of God, I tell you, has no limits. There's no limits to the power of God. Is your life tonight bound with sin and the fetters of sin and the chains of sin? Listen to the word of God. It says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Christ says, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Abundant life is not in the world. It's not in the things of this world. It's not in sin. The Bible says the pleasures of sin, they're just for a season. They're like a mirage. Here a moment, gone the next. No pleasure whatsoever. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. It says sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. But my, there's life abundant for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what He offers to you tonight in the gospel. Life more abundant. Power to change your life, to turn your life around. And give you something worth living for day by day on the scene of time. What a blessing to know the grace of God, to be saved from the wrath to come, to have your sins forgiven, to have peace with God. But then there's one other final blessing we want to mention as well. There's the blessing of eternal life, a home in heaven, a home in glory. Turn with me in your Bible over to Titus. Titus chapter number 3, the little book of Titus. You'll find it over in the middle part of the New Testament, just two books before the book of Hebrews. Come to Philemon and work back to Titus. Titus chapter number 3, the third chapter of Titus. And then look with me, please, at the verse number 7. Look at what it says in verse 7 of Titus chapter 3. It says that being justified by His grace, we, in other words, those who trust Christ, a Savior, justified by faith in Christ, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Child of God, this is your portion tonight. This is your inheritance. You are an heir of eternal life through faith in Christ. Yes, heaven, everlasting life, everlasting glory with Christ is your inheritance when you are justified, when you put your faith and trust in Christ for salvation. You remember what the Lord said to the dying thief who trusted Him. He said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. In verse 8 or verse 30 of Romans chapter 8, it says these wonderful words. It says, moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, it says, them He also glorified. When you're justified by faith in Christ, you're sure of heaven. You're sure of glory when you come to die. You can have that great assurance that when you come to die and leave this world, leave the scene of time, it will be for you absent from the body, present with the Lord. My speaking of the great blessing of justification by faith alone in Christ alone, John Calvin said these words. He says, justification by faith is the hinge in which all true religion turns. You think of how a door turns on its hinge. So all the blessings of true religion, all the blessings of salvation, they turn, in other words, they're offered to you through justification. No matter who you are, no matter where you are this evening, understand this. This is the only true way for you to be right with God, for you to have your sins forgiven by God, and for you to be sure of heaven. You look at what our text says again in Romans chapter 3, verse number 24. It says, being justified freely. Notice it's free to you tonight. By the grace of God, by His grace. Why? Because of the redeeming work of Christ. It says, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You don't have to pay for it, because Christ has paid it all when He suffered and bled and died on the cross of Calvary. By the free grace of God, through faith in Christ as Savior, you can be justified. You can be pardoned. You can have a title deed to a mansion in heaven, to a mansion in glory. Oh, if you have not yet already trusted Christ, wherever you are this evening, bow your head in prayer before the Lord. Repent of your sin. Confess your sins to the Lord. Ask His forgiveness. Ask Him to wash away your sins by His precious blood that He shed upon the cross of Calvary. And the Lord will hear your prayer. He will answer that prayer. He will forgive all your sins. He will justify you. Your sins will all be forgiven. And you'll be saved from the wrath to come, ready for Him. Thank you tonight for listening wherever you are. I pray God will bless His word to your heart. If you're not saved, not justified, come tonight to Christ. Trust Him, whom to know is life eternal. We'll just close with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight for Thy presence with us around the Word of God. We thank Thee for this great statement of Scripture, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We thank Thee tonight for each one that can rejoice in this blessing, who knows Christ, who have trusted Christ, who can rejoice in the forgiveness of sins, pardon and peace and power to live for Thee, deliverance from the wrath to come, the assurance of heaven. Lord, help us as Your people to rejoice in this. How the devil would want to rob us of the joy of our salvation. Help us, Lord, as Your people to witness of this day by day in our lives to others. And Lord, we would just pray tonight what Thou hast done for us who are saved, that Thou would do for others tonight. For anyone listening to this message who has joined with us around the Word of God and they're not saved, wherever they are tonight, search them out, Lord. By the mighty Spirit of God, convict them of sin, of righteousness, of judgment to come. And, O God, cause them to see their need of Christ. Cause them to feel their need of Christ. And, Lord, draw them in faith, draw them in repentance unto Christ alone for salvation. We thank Thee for His promise. Him that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. May some soul or souls this night venture upon that promise and be saved by the grace of God. Hear and answer prayer. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Watch over us until we meet again around the Word of God. This we pray and this we ask for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen.